It's alive. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The public health care option, thought to be dead just 2 days ago, is alive again, resurrected during yesterday's White House news briefing.
I think the suggestion somehow that anything that was said Saturday or Sunday as being new administration policy is just not something that that I would agree with.
Spokesman Robert Gibbs explaining that the public option was never dead. So does that mean the president will insist on it?
The president prefers a public option.
He prefers it. Yes, we get that. He thinks the choice of a public option will force private insurers to compete. But what's his bottom line?
That's what the president's bottom line is. Do we have a system that provides that choice for consumers and that competition among insurers on quality and cost?
So his bottom line is a question? Do we have a system that offers choice and competition? Well, by that standard, we already have reform. We let even the poorest Americans choose not to be covered and freely compete for a spot in the emergency room.
If others have ideas, we're open to those ideas and willing to listen to those details.
Still looking for ideas. Okay, how about this? Since everybody wants choice and competition, how about we get to choose a plan, not only from any state, but you could choose a doctor from any country? Instead of people taking medical vacations to India because costs are so low over there, how about changing immigration laws so those Indian doctors could freely immigrate here? Now, that would be choice and competition. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.